This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Todd Kunin, and I am muted on the microphone. Maybe, maybe not. But Todd Kunin, I'm filling in for Fred Penny here on Radio Law Talk on this fine Saturday morning. To my right is Denise Dirks. Denise, how are you?
I'm doing great.
What makes it so great to be doing?
It's another Saturday that I'm awake and alive and well.
Well, good, good. Way to elaborate there, Denise. Awesome.
That was kind of good ad libber. First of all, let's think of it this way. She knows you, Todd. She knows you. That's one thing right there that improves the quality of her life.
Oh, brother. Do I owe him money? Do I owe him money?
Not yet.
That silky voice that you hear is Cal Hunter, our producer engineer behind the glass. Cal, how are you today?
Exceptional, thank you. The only one problem, I live up where the fires are burning in Northern California. And a good friend, my former son-in-law, their parents just had their house burned down, completely leveled to ashes. Cars, I mean, it's incredible the amount of destruction that these fires are doing right now. So, and then driving down, there's another fire burning outside of Oroville. And, of course, I think, oh, good, I'm going to be out of the smoke. So it's all, I'm smoky bear. That's the only thing I don't like about my life right now. Smoke.
It's bad.
And it's not good for guys like me.
Yeah, my son has just been transferred to the second fire now. Yeah. He's at the grass fire.
Oh, yeah?
Grass or glass? I don't know. The one in Sonoma, Napa.
Yeah, so he's working the Napa Sonoma fire, yeah, which is also a significant blaze. So let me see if I can turn these up a little for you. Todd, does that help you any?
Well, that helps. That helps a little bit. I can hear myself a little bit better.
Okay, good.
Because it's all about me, right?
Yeah.
As long as I can hear myself, that's the most important
Meanwhile,
thing.
Meanwhile, Denise's headphones are so loud that her brain is pulsing out of her nose.
You know, you talk about these fires that are going on. I did the baseball play-by-play for this collegiate summer league team, one of the only ones in the nation that went this year. And we've been trying to have a team party, right?
Oh, well, sure. So
trying to have an end-of-the-year team party, and they scheduled one for about 3 or 4 weeks ago. The day of the party canceled, the fires are too much smoke. And the reason why is because the venue where they wanted to have the party was a restaurant, and they could only do seating outside.
Oh, I thought it was because they were going to have a barbecue. Too much smoke. No. Okay.
No, everybody's going to throw a fastball, and it's just too much smoke on that fastball.
There you
okay,
go. So, yeah, too much heat.
So it had to be canceled. So then they rescheduled for, you know, 2 weeks later, and the fires had died down, and sure enough, the day of the new party, woke up in the morning, smoke everywhere, new round of fires had started. It's like, oh my gosh.
That sounds like a blues song. Woke up in the morning, smoke everywhere.
So then they canceled it, and then they set it again for last Wednesday. And they sent out the text on Monday saying, it's going to be Wednesday. We're not even going to give nature any time to start stuff up to ruin this. Sure enough, woke up Wednesday morning, smoky skies. And at this point, I'm thinking, anybody who knows that we've been trying to schedule this thing is going to look into us for arson, because there's clearly a cause and effect relationship.
And Marysville, Yuba City are exceptionally smoky right now.
Exactly.
Very smoky, yeah.
And but we ended up having it anyway, because we were able to have it in an indoor venue. But, you know, the thing about these fires is that, I was in high school in the mid-80s, and up until about the year I graduated high school, the smoke in the air was kind of par for the course, because we lived in an area where they had rice fields.
Right.
And the rice farmers burnt the fields at the end, and it was smoky. When I walk out and I smell the smoke and close my eyes, you know, the sense of smell is the one most closely tied to the
memory.
Yeah, right. It took me back to my high school days, but I wish that would not have been the case. I'd rather there not be the fires.
Well, the rice smoke has a little more musty smell to it. These smokes out of the forest, there's definitely a different character to the smoke. But
yeah.
And I talked to my wife. I said, can you smell it? She goes, I can't smell anything. So never mind. My whole discussion was immediately short-circuited.
And interestingly enough, a key characteristic for the longevity and success of the Calvin Hunter marriage. I always said that the character.
Funny, that's what she told me.
The characteristic my wife had that allowed us to even be married was her poor eyesight and bad sense of smell.
Yeah, she had. Well, she says to me, "I can hear you." That's actually a good thing.
Oh my God! Well, we have got to, this is a law show, right? I've taken us in a non-legal direction.
But I think that's the theory.
Yes. So this is a law show, radio law talk. We got some stuff to talk about today that just sometimes the law presents anomalies, right? So we got an interesting case out of Ireland with Subway sandwiches about whether or not they actually use bread. Another case out of we've got a series of cases. We'll kind of intersperse these throughout the show of movies that inspired some really weird lawsuits following the debut of the movie. A lot of them are copyright, really. Oh, you stole my idea, but just some really weird things. We'll throw a couple of those out. COVID-19, the lawsuits surrounding COVID-19, and a lot of these are people suing their insurance carriers because the insurance carriers don't want to provide coverage. We have one coming out of a gynecologist's office and a lawsuit that the court refused to toss, much to the doctor's delight, because that would have been bad if that, from the doctor's perspective, that had been tossed. There has been a settlement in a very large case involving a tragedy that happened a couple of years ago, a mass shooting, public shooting. We'll give those details, talk about that coming up. We've also got, let's see, this one's kind of in my wheelhouse, WWE 2K Games facing a lawsuit over tattoos and what appears to be a copyright claim. So we've got a bunch of stuff to talk about. We also got what a lot of people really tune in for is Case or No Case. And Cal, do we have enough time?
I guess we'll find out. Let's give it a shot.
Now
let's
see.
We'll find out.
Let's see. Here we go.
Or No Case.
Yeah.
And now, Case or No Case, I take you to Pleasant Grove, Utah, where everyone in elected government is white. The city of Pleasant Grove, Utah, on Tuesday, will hold its first municipal election since a voting rights lawsuit changed the city's voting method to cumulative voting. Someone there said the use of at-large voting kept blacks off the city council and other elected positions. So the city said you don't have a case based on race. There are only 178 blacks in the city. Their median age is 15 out of over 35,000 people in the city. So it's a matter of demographics and not race. The black members of the community decided it was worth a trip to a lawyer's office. So I ask you, case or no case, Denise Dirks, what say you on case or no case for the city in Utah?
So I don't understand. Did the municipality already change the law?
Well, maybe.
That doesn't help me.
Well, I just don't want to give you a set of facts.
So who's seeing the attorney? The blacks in the city?
And then, of course, the city people are seeing the city council, not council, but council, right? So they're all trying to figure out a way to fix this. And I don't think you're going to have time to talk this over and make a definitive ruling here, because it's we only have a minute left. So.
Oh, okay.
But you
that gives
some,
me some time to think
yeah,
about
so
it.
You can ruminate on it.
Do we have what is cumulative voting versus what?
Great question. Cumulative is you get 5 votes. The normal solution to this sort of thing is voting by district.
Yes.
But they said that would be too discriminatory. So let's do a cumulative vote system. That's what they proposed. And so instead of voting more for one, you get to vote for your top 5.
Oh, I see.
Got
and
it.
That one, then the top 5 that actually make it.
Right.
are the ones.
Correct.
We do that in some of our...
It's done, apparently. I thought that's one of the things that made it quite interesting to me, this whole cumulative vote notion.
So Denise catches a breather because Cal essentially tosses her a softball saying, we will take this one into the break and we'll get our answers to case or no case when we come back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So we're in the middle of case or no case here on Radio Law Talk. Cal has set this one up out of Pleasant Grove, Utah. Let's go ahead and remind us really quickly of the
Well, the scenario is that, and this is, by the way, a very common lawsuit in California these days, particularly among smaller communities. People will come into the community and say, you don't have enough minorities represented in your city council. So we're going to sue you until you come up with a method that allows for this to be more representative. Most cities will argue back and say, all we're doing is implementing the will of the people. You know, whoever gets the most votes, they get in. Color doesn't matter. Votes matter, right? And these guys say, well, that's fine. We've had a couple of cities challenge us, and it costs them usually about $2 million in legal fees. Mm. So what's your pleasure? You know, one of the, it's a hostage lawsuit situation in many cases. And I'm not sure if that was what happened in Pleasant Grove, Utah. But the city responded, and I checked the census numbers. 38,000 people in Pleasant Grove, Utah, and 178 blacks in the city, median age of 15. However, the news report I read on this said that they had 9% people of African Americans. So the point is, it's not a huge majority to begin with. So they really had to find a way to make this work if they wanted to. So the first question I have of you, Denise, is this a matter of demographics or race, and is it case or no case? What think you?
Well, I don't think it's a matter of demographics or race, because the voting age of the black population is so low. So I don't think they can even show that there's discrimination or it doesn't rise to the strict standard of scrutiny that you're going to look at. But I just say no case.
Okay. So you say no case. Mr.
Yeah.
Kunin, I'm sure you have a thought on this. What might that be?
Yeah, I'm pretty far behind in points, so this is going to be a strategic ploy on my part. I'm going to say that this is a case, and that the plaintiffs lose because I think in order to really make this, if you want to have a representative number of people on the city council or a board, I think at a minimum you have to show that there were African American folks, at least one, who put their hat in the...
Who wanted to run.
Who ran, who actually registered as a candidate that wanted to run. And then you can talk about disproportionate votes or what have you, but we can't go ahead and... in any jurisdiction and say, well, we need this demographic represented on our city council. Oh, by the way, nobody ran from that demographic for any position on the city council. So what are they going to do? Are they going to go bring in somebody from another jurisdiction and now make an exception to have, okay, you don't live in the town, but we have to have this demographic represented?
Well, there was an African-American appointed to the city council, but there had never been one elected to the city council.
And that process, in my opinion, undermines the whole election, your representative government, by the people, for the people, when you start appointing folks to fill positions ultimately that were designed to be elected positions. So I'm going to say this is a case and that the plaintiffs lose.
Okay. Well, I love listening to both of your legal thinking on this because it makes me think you guys are really smart and you get this stuff, which is kind of cool. So the first question is, who says it is not a case? That would be Denise, right? I'm going to get that look. I'm going to get the look. Okay. Todd, you said it was a case.
I said it was a case.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you.
1 point. That narrows the gap to 19.
18 million points now. Well, the lawsuit filed in December of 2018 claimed the city's use of at-large voting kept black candidates from being elected. So they settled. The settlement included the city changing its voting method to cumulative, and the five city council candidates with the most votes are then elected. And that's the story, that, ladies and
gentlemen.
But
who won?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, no, who wins in the case and no case? So I said the plaintiff loses, so they didn't.
No, the plaintiffs win because they got a change to the voting system.
So I get 1 point.
Yeah, you get. Yeah. So it was a cumulative voting system. They changed to what they wanted to have happen, a cumulative system, and they won.
Oh, okay, got it.
And that's case or no case. Next time, by the way, if you're interested, I'm going to take you to Los Angeles. Am I going to take you to Los Angeles? No, yeah, to the Ukraine and Los Angeles, as they used to say on old radio shows, Los Angeles, California.
All right. So, that's our case or no case.
Yep. And there really is, both in Chico, California, Oroville, California, each of them have been held under the threat of a lawsuit on this same principle, which I was just fascinated by the whole thing. I thought, well, why not just implement the will of the people? You know, content of character, best campaign, best ideas. Why not? Aren't we over that?
But isn't that what cumulative does anyway?
I guess, but five votes seems, I don't know.
Well, if you have five on the, you have to vote for all of them, and there's five on the council, then the top five candidates that get the most votes are part of the council.
Yeah, and then nothing changes, right? Because then the same five people that ran before, if they're all incumbents, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It was just an interesting thing to me, I thought.
So think about this. Think about this. You've got a television show. Right. Let's say you've got a television show, and you invite a guest on, and the guest knows the topic for which they're going to come on, and the topic has a, and the topic has to deal with a public health issue, or what some people perceive to be a public health issue, and you as the host take a position that is opposite your guest who comes onto the show knowing that that's going to be the topic, and because the guest felt embarrassed by the position you took as the host, you are now subject to a $16 million lawsuit. Imagine that.
Wait, did they disagree or agree? Obviously, they agreed to come on the show. Nobody held a weapon to them and said you're going to be on television. Before.
They agreed to come on the show and talk about this specific issue. And when the host says something that what they would do to protect themselves, the guest who knew about it, knew about what the show was about, files a lawsuit against the host for $16 million. Does that sound far-fetched?
It does to me.
It does to some circles, but folks, that's exactly what has happened. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the host, Tamron Hall, and some hot water she has gotten into for comments she made to a guest on the issue of vaccination. And that will be what we talk about when we come back.
Well, that is a hot topic. All right, so that's coming up right here. This is our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in 5 minutes on Radio Law Talk. Stay right there, and we'll be back, I promise.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden sending well wishes to President Trump and First Lady Melania.
My wife Jill and I pray that they'll make a quick and full recovery.
This is not a matter of politics. It's a bracing reminder to all of us that we have to take this virus seriously.
Biden making the comments in Michigan while on the campaign trail. He has suspended all negative ads as the president receives treatment for the coronavirus at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center outside of Washington. The president revealed the test results given to him and the First Lady early Friday morning. According to the White House doctor, Trump experienced mild symptoms. Since that time, those who were close to the president in recent memory, including two senators, his campaign manager, and a close aide, have all tested positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
So television talk show host Tamron Hall has a show that is based out of New York, and I mention that because New York law would then be the jurisdiction if there's any sort of violation. That is the law that would control. And the basis of this lawsuit, we went into the break talking about a guest goes on to a show knowing the topic of conversation, and the host says something controversial, says something that the guest takes offense to, and now the host is facing a $16 million lawsuit, and this is what happened. The issue was vaccinations.
$16 million?
$16 million.
Oh, please.
Dollars.
Okay.
So this is the issue. The plaintiff in this suit went on the show, and she is what people have called an anti-vaxxer. She does not believe in the vaccinations, and you know there's a belief that there's a scientific rationale for why they believe their kids should not be vaccinated. That supports their position, and fine, you know, if they want.
Could even be a religious.
Well, right? There's a scientific basis to it, and there could be a religious basis to it. I can think of one religion that I'm familiar with right off the bat that really, well, a couple of them actually that I think about now that don't adhere to the traditional practices of Western medicine and that believe that there's a more religious-based method for seeking healing of somebody who is ill and what have you. So, and that's fine. It's a religious belief, and you're free. We live in a country where you're free to practice whatever religion you want. But the person goes on this show knowing that this is going to be an issue. And then the host says, makes the analogy that the child of this person doesn't believe in vaccination is akin to a leper. It says your son is like a leper, and I would not want my child to hug your child if your child had not been vaccinated. Now, if you remove the invective of calling them a leper and just make this about a health issue, look, I believe that the vaccinations protect against certain diseases and what have you. Your child has not been vaccinated, and so from a health reason, I understand why somebody would take that position. But I think that where the issue gets exacerbated is when you start labeling somebody a leper and what have you. But the question is, does that give rise to a cause of action under the laws of the state of New York? Now, Denise, what are the laws that could be called into question here that could come into play as a result? What are the laws that the plaintiff is talking about?
They're the New York Human Rights Law. And under Article 15, which also implies another part, just Chapter 18 under that, it prohibits discrimination on the basis of age, race, creed, color, national origin, sexual orientation, military status, sex, marital status, or disability. And it goes on in employment, in education, in credit access, into access to public accommodations, and
what about hugging?
I know. See now this to me.
The funniest thing about that is that Tamron Hall did hug the child. She actually did hug the child. But I think, and it's not clear if it's just a pure discrimination or if the mother is also suing for emotional distress type damages.
Yes. I mean, obviously, Tamron Hall, who, by the way, is obviously a fake name named after the police headquarters in New York City, but obviously Tamron Hall said, was trying to make a point and underscore this in the most dramatic way she could. Does this right of free speech terminate on her own show because someone perceives it as discrimination?
Well, I don't think it terminates. I mean, it's going to be a legal issue, right?
It is a legal issue. $16 million issue at this point. Yeah.
If it was a defamation case, then the question would be, does Tamron Hall's use of the word leper is it defamatory toward the child and child's mother? I mean, that would be the legal question. But I don't know that it's a discriminatory
Does anybody act. Even know what a leper is anymore? When was the last time you saw someone with a case of leprosy? I mean, it's a biblical disease. I understand that largely.
All I really know, this reminds me of what the disease of leprosy is the joke about, you know, you get the welcome to Leper Island, you know, the information board that says you are here and here and here and here, because you can be all over the place because it affects your body that way. But here's the thing. So there's a
skin falls, your skin just falls off. It's a horrible disease.
Parts of your body fall off.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So listen, first, now, if Tamron Hall had her child vaccinated, the whole purpose for vaccination is so that anything that is out there, there's a disease or whatever, you won't be affected by it because you have a vaccine so that you have antibodies to protect against that, right?
Mumps, diphtheria, smallpox, whatever it may be, right?
So if a child has received, let's say, the mumps vaccination, right?
Fair enough.
And then goes and hugs a child that has not been so vaccinated, and the child who has not been so vaccinated actually has the virus that causes mumps, is the child who does have the vaccination going to catch mumps?
Not likely.
Not likely, because that's why they were vaccinated.
Right.
So the whole question, I wouldn't want my child to hug your child because your child hasn't been vaccinated. Well, if your child been vaccinated.
The core issue there, Todd, is if you've got five parents in the school who say, in that class, who say, I don't want my kids to be vaccinated. And so there are therefore five children who would be more susceptible to receiving that disease.
Yes.
Not everybody in the classroom, obviously, but those five that are not vaccinated. And I think that seems to be the main argument. Everybody argues, oh, we got herd immunity. How did that work for President Trump? How did that work for Chris Christie? How did that work for Cam Newton? How did that work? I mean, I don't know.
Exactly. But, you know, and the thing here is, testing positive for a virus doesn't mean that you're going to have all the symptoms of that virus. You test positive for it, and if you have the antibodies because of herd immunity, then that will address and attack the virus. You just happen to test it positive in the interim between contracting it and before your body was able to get it, if you have the immunity. My point here with this, though, is it seems like the person that would be at highest risk, if you have child A has not been vaccinated, The person that would be at the biggest risk of contracting a virus for which there are vaccinations would be child B if child B also had not been vaccinated.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly my
point. So Tamron Hall's statement, I would not want my child to hug your child because your child is a leper. Well, hold on a second. Ms. Hall, if your child has been vaccinated, what's really going to happen? Because your child, the only reason your child would be at risk is if your child hadn't been vaccinated. Now you're in the same boat.
And medically, it might be good. He'd hug him and go, "Man, you're hot. You got a fever."
Yeah,
might be medically.
But it raises another issue. Getting back to we got off on this medical tangent. Well, let's get back to the legal tangent because you said discrimination, right?
Right.
What does it mean to discriminate? If you recognize a difference between two people based upon whether they've been vaccinated or the color of their skin or their gender, is that just recognizing the difference, is that enough to be discriminatory, or does discrimination require something else?
It requires something else. It requires a protected class, in my opinion.
Exactly.
And in this particular statute, she doesn't fall amongst any of the protected classes.
And what services or goods were denied because of that alleged discrimination? That's my question.
It could have been in the education context, you know, socially. The child maybe, you know, be denied normal public education kind of a context.
Fair enough.
If you could argue some of those things, and you could also argue that being called a leper, well, there's no vaccination for leprosy. Right? There is no vaccination.
Not that I'm aware of.
So that's kind of also not a good way for it to be described. It is probably an incorrect way to describe how the child can be treated in a way.
So I think what gets lost in the whole discrimination discussion is this. Let's take this law here. So these are how they identify the different classes that could be potential discrimination based on age, race, creed, color, national origin, sexual orientation, military status, marital status, gender, or disability. Okay, so anybody that falls into those categories because they have that characteristic. And on top of that, there has to be, because of one of those things, a denial in employment, a denial in housing, education, credit, or access to public accommodations. It requires both the identification of a characteristic and then a denial of some other benefit simply because you have that characteristic. And the question that I have, we hear the word discrimination thrown around a lot.
A lot.
But it's thrown out in the context of identifying the characteristic. In this case here, which one of those things was this child denied or the plaintiff denied?
Yeah.
Employment, housing, education, credit, access to public accommodations? None of those, because my child giving you a hug is none of those.
And getting embarrassed, is that a legal right? We live in a world where it's not legal to embarrass someone?
That is...
Well, that's a question. If it rises to the level of what they put in their complaint, colossal emotional distress, but usually there could be
depending that, but that's more of the damages
right.
As a result of the discrimination, not what causes the discrimination. We'll be back after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Are you serious?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny.
Frederick Penny.
Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny on assignment this fine Saturday. He should be back with us next Saturday, I would imagine. Todd Kuhn and Denise Dirks. Denise, in her usual place of prominence, to my right, and if I had a ruler or a yardstick, I think I would even be able to show that her chair is actually elevated a bit more than mine. So it's more like a throne type thing.
As well it should be.
Yes.
What she does not have, though, is one of those little boxes that short people put under their chairs so they can be the same height as the other people in, like, those panel shows.
Yeah, like the Apple boxes they use on movies. Remember
exactly.
Do you remember the movie Cobra? With Sylvester Stallone, and he played the cop. It was the Sylvester Stallone, and then his new spouse, Bridget Nielsen. She was in that as well. Well, here's the problem. Bridget Nielsen is probably a good 6-7 inches taller than Sly Stallone. So there were a lot of scenes where the two of them are standing next to each other, and he is the one that has to be standing on the apple box.
Fascinating. You know who else? I did a live interview with him one time. Country music star Randy Travis.
Yes.
Surprisingly vertically challenged.
Really?
Yeah. Real short guy. Came up to about my chin. I'm only 5'10", but he came up to about my chin. Very nice man. We had a good interview with him, but yeah.
You don't get that from his pictures or from...
No. Well, they don't take pictures to show that off.
Yeah.
One of my favorite bands growing up, Who, is going on tour soon with... I believe the surviving members of their original lineup, AC/DC, They're releasing a new album with the recently deceased Malcolm Young still playing tracks. They had recorded some before he died, and they're coming out with that. You talk about vertically challenged. The lead guitarist, Angus Young, for AC/DC, 5'4". Wow. 5'3", 5'4", little guy. Really?
I'm smaller than that.
So. Well, okay, but do you play lead guitar for AC/DC?
No.
Okay, but just checking.
Would you like to learn?
Would you like to learn?
I guess I could.
we talked about Cobra here and earlier on this, which is a movie. This is Strange Segues by Todd. So because we talked about Cobra, which is a movie, and then we talked about the entertainment, we're going to get to what we teased at the beginning of the show today, which is we'll talk about a couple of strange lawsuits that resulted because of certain films. I think Denise may have one. I've got one. The one that I was thinking of that I liked was from the movie Drive.
Was that a golfing movie?
Well, it starred Ryan Gosling. And the perception of the audience before they went, based on trailers and stuff before they went to the movie, was that this is going to be sort of in the mold of Fast and Furious. You know, fast women, fast cars, let's go, you know. The cars were not so fast, and it wasn't quite like that. It was actually very slow, and so one patron of that movie filed a lawsuit because the movie was not what she expected.
Just by watching, you know, she watched the preview of the movie.
Yeah. Yes.
So she filed a disappointment lawsuit?
Trailers are always accurate to what the movies will be.
Sure. In fact, they're not even edited by the movie editor. There's
no,
a separate trailer guy that does the whole...
It's a complete cottage industry. And if you want to find something funny, go and look up misleading movie trailers where they take, like, they use all the clips from the trailer for the movie The Shining, but they make you feel, and they put happy music and make it look like just a feel-good story about a family getting away. But anyway, so she files a lawsuit because of this, and this is what she sought. She sought a refund of the purchase price of her ticket.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
I mean, can you imagine? You probably paid more in filing fees.
Well, I would think so. And most movie theaters, if you went and said, you know, I just didn't like this movie, I want my money back.
Well, I was telling Denise about that. Do you remember the movie Cinderella Man with Russell Crowe?
Yes, yeah.
And it was directed by Ron Howard. It was about a boxer. It was sort of like the boxer from the 20s, Rocky type story.
Right.
And a great cast, great director, did terrible at the box office.
Hmm.
Just deplorable earnings.
Well, there's a good reason for that.
As it turns out. It did terrible at the box office. So Ron Howard and his production company re-released it with this promo, which is, go watch the movie, and if you don't like it, just take your ticket to the manager of the theater and get your money back as soon as the movie's over with. We will cover the cost. That couldn't even raise the popularity for the film. Just really weird.
And that happens sometimes. I think a lot of times people are in a film and they think, oh, we really nailed it here. Then they go out there and watch it, and the audience goes, yeah, not really.
Yeah, not so much.
Well,
yeah.
Plus the name Cinderella Man. I mean, it just doesn't capture your attention.
Yeah, a boxer with one glove shorter than the other kept falling off.
Had a little wand.
Three really fat people in the training corner, you know. Oh, what's happening? Oh, you can only win this if you knock him out before midnight. You know, but sorry.
Glass slipper, boxing shoes.
Exactly. This is just not working here for me. If we didn't have a glass slipper, we put a horseshoe in the glove. Denise, did you have one that was a movie or anything like that? She's giving me the no. Oh, no, I didn't look at anything.
Oh. No, well, most of the ones that we kind of look at are the ones that somebody tries to claim their creation of the underlying idea for the movie.
The stolen story lawsuit.
Yeah, there's a lot of lawsuits like that,
you know,
surprisingly.
The lawsuits that further the likelihood that at the end of every film you will see this disclaimer. Any similarity between the events in this film and those that actually occurred are purely coincidental. So, all right, Cal, when we were in our last segment, you were talking about folks that tested positive for COVID-19 recently, like some we just found out about in the last hour. Who do we got?
Kellyanne Conway, presidential advisor. Let's see, Chris Christie.
Yes, who helped Trump prepare for the debates to the extent
He was in the room with him. Yes. He did the whole prep. Cam Newton, the quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, and their practice squad quarterback is also tested positive.
Yeah.
Therefore, they've canceled the Patriots football game, Patriots and Chiefs.
Now, let's talk about that for a second.
There's five senators now. Yeah, there's five senators.
So with regard to, let's just talk really quickly about the Chiefs, because that resulted in the cancellation of an event, of a game, and that's a revenue-generating thing. Cancellation is something that's revenue-generating for the team, for the league. It's entertainment for the fans. Sometimes when catastrophic events like this happen, there's insurance that somebody can buy to guard against it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes these insurance companies and waivers have clauses in there that prevent them from having to pay out if it's virus related. Now, what's the case in Florida? There was a gynecologist that sued the insurance company because the insurance carrier would not pay out, and it was as a result of the practice pretty much having to shut down because of the COVID pandemic, right, Denise?
And so he lost income insurance, or what?
Well, what happened is that the governor of Texas said, you know, issued an executive order saying everything has to shut down,
right.
Kind of shut down. And they shut down between March and I think it was until May.
It was Florida, right?
Oh, it is Florida. Sorry, not yes. Texas.
Texas, Florida. Wait a minute. We know they're different. Yes.
Gosh, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Anyway, but what happened is then he had to shut down during that time frame. And because of the shutdown, he lost revenues. And he had to still try to pay his employees. So there was a loss of income and a loss to his business. And that is exactly why people buy business insurance,
right,
is to protect against those type of loss. In this particular case, there was a motion, two competing motions for summary judgment. One done by the the gynecologist,
yes,
and one done by the insurance company. And in this particular case, even though it looks like it's a pretty big win for the gynecologist, he's pretty happy because the motion to for summary judgment against him was denied. It may be just a temporary win, because what comes out, if you look at this, is when you're doing a motion for summary judgment, you're actually looking at evidence. And what the court did not have before it was the full entire contract together with the different amendments, the different exclusions. So in this contract, there's a basic contract, but it refers to this addendum or this exclusion.
Or this writer, whatever it may be.
Exactly. Yeah. Different parts of the contract that is referred to, but were not provided to the court, which is super big mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a failure of evidence, probably more likely by the insurance company. So I think that we're going to see a little bit more to this case, but it is going to end up at trial because the court determined that there were factual disputes on the material issues before it and denied both summary judgments.
We know that many insurance companies are great at collecting money, and some are not so good at
paying it out.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, we are at the end of our first hour. Stick with us after the break. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.